evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Thursday, May 15th. It is Thursday. This is the day that American Free Press goes to press. I stopped down at the American Free Press office today. See what was going on there. Looks like a pretty good issue. Of course, next week when the issue comes out, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. While I was down at AFP's office yesterday, I taped a message. I don't know what you call it, folks. You know, I'm not technically tuned in like a lot of you, but they taped a segment of me, which will be posted, I guess, on YouTube, talking about what I talked about, as a matter of fact, last night on this program, Cindy McCain, that dear, dear lady who wants to be our first lady, that organized crime princess married to Senator John McCain. Talked about her organized crime family connections and the fact that she's keeping secret her finances. This is the woman who wants to be our first lady, but she doesn't want us to know the details about her family. I am going to keep pounding away at that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get the word out there about Cindy McCain's ties to organized crime, the fact that an organized crime faction helped fund John McCain's political career in Arizona. That's right, Senator John McCain is a creature of organized crime, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that simple. And yet there's a lot of good Americans who think he's a real hero, who think he's Mr. Clean. He's not clean, ladies and gentlemen. Well, have a couple interesting items to go through with you here this evening. But, you know, I thought this was kind of funny. We'll be going to the break. I open up the New York Times today. This is an actual headline in the New York Times. Obama Secret Service agent tied to sex joke. You know, there's a Secret Service supervisor who until recently was a leader of Senator Barack Obama's security detail sent several colleagues an email message in 2005 that included a crude sexual joke about blacks and American Indians. According to documents disclosed last week as part of a lawsuit by black Secret Service agents. Well, the agent in trouble here, ladies and gentlemen, this is what kind of makes it interesting. The agent in trouble is named Victor Erevia. Now, I don't know if that's pronounced Erevia or Erevia or I don't know how it's pronounced. It sounds like a Spanish surname to me. So they don't mention what this gentleman's ethnicity is, but and nor does it really matter. But can you imagine? Here's a 12-inch story with this crazy headline, Obama Secret Service agent tied to sex joke. The New York Times really thought this was an important story. We have just become so politically correct that you can't even send a joke by email anymore. God almighty. You know, this political correctness is a bunch of crap. I've always thought it was a bunch of crap. It is so insane. You can't even call someone crippled anymore. You can't say that someone's crazy. You know, someone who is crazy. I've had some relatives who were crazy. I've had some neighbors who were crazy. I've known a lot of people who were crazy. They were crazy as hell. But, you know, you're not allowed to say that anymore. I've known crippled people. You're not allowed to say crippled anymore. I'm part American Indian, and for a long time you weren't allowed to say you're part American Indian. You had to say Native American. My God. Well, folks, some serious stuff when we come back. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, which is, of course, headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out American Free Press on the web at AmericanFreePress.net. And the Barnes Review at just plain old BarnesReview.com. They should put a V in front of it, but they didn't. Well. Anyway, it's BarnesReview.com, and Barnes is in the name, as in the name Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, not like in your barn where you keep your cows and your pigs. And horses and other animals. Okay, folks, just a few little items to go through here. But I have to claim my bragging rights on this, folks. Now, I know that I've said it privately many, many times, and I know that just about a week ago Saturday, maybe 2 weeks ago, in a conversation off the air with Mark Glenn, I told Mark, and I may have talked about it on this show. If you're a regular listener, you may have heard me mention it on the show. I have a vague memory of having talked about it. Be that as it may, I've said it for a long, long time, that I was absolutely convinced that one of the main mechanisms whereby which the Israeli network on American soil has been engaged in the illicit trafficking in drugs has been through kosher meat. production plants all across America. And they are all across America in some of the most unlikely places. And what often happens, and I speak about this from long-standing knowledge about this, it goes way back even toward, even before the days when I became deeply involved politically. What I'm here to tell you is that there are a lot of Orthodox rabbis who are blessed with the privilege of blessing products to make them kosher, who are flown in from the bigger cities to smaller towns and cities all across the country where they don't have Jewish communities, but where they do have kosher meat production plants. These rabbis, many of them Orthodox rabbis out of New York, are also interconnected with the Diamond District in New York, which, of course, the diamond trade is dominated, or so I'm told, by Orthodox Jews, who in turn are very much closely connected to Israel and to the Jewish community in South Africa. Well, in any case, folks, that diamond trade has long been linked to money laundering, and of course money laundering is linked to drug trafficking, and we have massive amounts of illicit drugs all over rural America. Not just necessarily in the places where kosher meat packing and meat processing plants are located, but the fact is there is this interconnection. Well, now, I have in my hand a report that just came out on May 13th from the Jewish Telegraph Agency about Postville, Iowa. Just like it sounds, Postville. Federal authorities charged that a methamphetamine laboratory was operating at the nation's largest kosher slaughterhouse and that employees carried weapons to work. The charges were among the most explosive details to emerge following the massive raid Monday at agriprocessors in Postville, Iowa. In a 60-page application for a search warrant, federal agents revealed details of their six-month probe of agriprocessors. The investigation involved 12 federal agencies, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Departments of Labor and Agriculture. Now, this report seems garbled here, but 80% of the workforce was illegal, including some of the rabbis. They included rabbis responsible for kosher supervision who the source believed entered the United States from Canada without proper immigration documents. My God, I've talked in this show how tough it was for little me to get into Canada. At least 300 people were arrested Monday during the raid, for which federal authorities had rented an expansive fairground nearby to serve as a processing center for detainees. Evidently, most of the people arrested were illegal aliens, but the fact is this plant was also the site of a methamphetamine laboratory. And folks, of course, this is just one instance. You know, there was an interesting book written about how the takeover of this Postville plant by this kosher group had impacted in a negative way upon Postville, Iowa. That book, I think it's entitled Postville, can be found on the internet. I've had a copy of it for years, but folks, I really do believe that to get to the root of much of the drug problem in America, we need to start investigating all of these kosher operations. We need to monitor these rabbis who are involved in the kosher racket. The kosher food racket alone is a racket that needs investigated and broken up. But I'm here to suggest to you that the kosher business has been used as a cover for massive drug smuggling throughout America. Because after all, folks, who would you suspect of smuggling drugs? Why not a kosher rabbis? Why not Orthodox rabbis? They're deeply religious men of God. They follow that beautiful book, the Talmud. Well, you know what I think about the Talmud. And as I always say, the people who believe in the Talmud are free to believe in the Talmud just as long as they don't use the teachings of the Talmud to interfere with the rights of others. However, when they start interfering with the rights of others, the other, as they call non-Talmudists, the Gentiles, they do consider themselves superior to us. That's what they're taught. That they're free to believe that, ladies and gentlemen. I am a strong believer in religious freedom. I would not deny any Jewish person the right to believe in that filthy book, the Talmud. I would not. If they want to read that filthy book that teaches hatred for other people, that racist volume, that hate-filled volume, that supremacist volume, my God, it's their right to do it, and I will defend their right to do it, because I don't want them to take away my rights to believe what I want to believe. Just as I would not harm a hair on their heads, nor would I want them to try to harm a hair on my head, or to try to interfere with my livelihood, or to do nasty things to me. Well, now, as you know, as I've mentioned on this phone, I once cut a wiretap off my telephone, and I don't think the Vatican put it there, as I always say. So in this case, I have this feeling that perhaps the Talmudists were trying to do nasty things to me, and I know they've done nasty things to many, many people that I know, and to many, many people that I don't know. And I think it probably does come from this horrible book, the Talmud. But here we go. Here we have an organization which is run by Orthodox rabbis that was housing a methamphetamine laboratory. And don't tell me, folks, don't tell me those rabbis didn't know it was there. Don't tell me that they didn't know it was there. But I think it's very, very interesting. And you know what? You know what? I feel absolutely vindicated in having made that suggestion that Orthodox rabbis were chief figures in the drug racket in this country. We do know that Sammy the Bull Gravano, who was a government witness against John Gotti, helped send John Gotti to jail. Sammy the Bull went into the FBI witness protection program and then later got off into his own enterprising in the smuggling or trafficking in one of the other popular drugs, which the name of which escapes me at this time, but that was actually reported in a Forward newspaper in a front page story that just happens to be reproduced in my book, The High Priests of War. Just by coincidence, I happen to have reproduced in that book, The High Priests of War, the January 19th, 2001 issue of Forward, which featured a story about how the hardline Jewish Zionists were going after General Colin Powell. And in that same issue was another headline, which can be seen on page 120 of my book, The High Priests of War. It says, Sammy Bull trial lifts veil on Israelis in ecstasy trade. Ecstasy is the drug. So here, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. Here we go again. I think every community in America that has a kosher meat packing plant should go to the local authorities and say, check these people out. Check these people out. Show them what happened in Postville, Iowa. I think communities across America should demand that these kosher meat packing plants be thoroughly investigated. Surprise raids. Now, of course, as I say, they'll scream anti-Semitism. Oh, you're targeting us because we're Orthodox rabbis. Yes, we are targeting you because you're Orthodox rabbis. That's correct. Because we have seen that Orthodox rabbis have often been involved in some sneaky activities involving the diamond trade, and now here, the drug trade. And they are interrelated, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's time. And it's time for a break. So, you stay tuned, and we'll talk more. We're going to talk about John Hagee. We're going to throw some stones at John Hagee, that parasite from Texas. No offense to you Texans out there.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got some callers lined up here, and we will be going to the callers a little bit later than sooner, but we are going to the callers eventually here. You know, I learned last night, I didn't have time to look up the specifics of it today, but I learned last night from someone who's pretty authoritative, never has steered me wrong. It turns out that Senator Joe Lieberman, that conscience of the Senate, the one who Jerry Falwell said was a splendid choice for Democratic nomination for vice president, he has joined the anti-Obama campaign, that is in the sense that he is now throwing the Muslim tar brush around. He's hitting Obama, and if Joe Lieberman is now doing it, folks, as this friend of mine has told me, and which I have no reason to doubt, it looks as though the official imprimatur of the Jewish establishment has been given. If Joe Lieberman is allowed to start making noises about Barack Obama perhaps being a Muslim, really being a Muslim, well, folks, then you know the mudslide is about to be unleashed on Barack Obama. Because, you know, Joe Lieberman can say anything. and no one criticizes him because he's the conscience of the Senate. What a good man Joe Lieberman is. I mean, God almighty, what a fine fellow he is. Well, defense of John Hagee published in the Washington Times today. This Joel Mowbray brays in the Washington Times today that Mr. Hagee wastes no opportunity to teach Christians that one of the surest ways for a Christian to become a member of the quote-unquote apostate church is to engage in anti-Semitism. For decades, Mr. Hagee has easily been one of the most prominent Christian leaders fighting anti-Semitism. To him, loving Jews as much as one's Christian neighbors is a core tenet of his faith. Isn't that lovely? In his book, In Defense of Israel, Mr. Hagee wrote, quote, "Show me an anti-Semitic Christian, and I'll show you a spiritually dead Christian whose hatred for other human beings has strangled his faith," end quote. Well, the implication here, folks, is, as we know about John Hagee being a hardline Zionist, and I mean a Zionist, I don't mean a Jew, he's a Zionist, he's a Christian supporter of Zionism, we know that they're now saying anyone who is even a critic of Israel is anti-Semitic. So that means that any Christian who is a critic of Israel is, according to John Hagee, spiritually dead. What a piece of garbage this man is. What a piece of garbage. But, you know, the sorry thing is, as I commented here last night on this program, this guy is beloved by millions of people. And unfortunately, they're the ones who are spiritually dead because they're following a false prophet right through the gates of hell. And they are leading America and the world on the path to destruction. Adjoining this defense, this article in support of John Hagee in the Washington Times, is an article by Rami Loya, who served in the Israeli Defense Forces. The Iranian threat, he says, is real, ladies and gentlemen. Iran is getting ready to build nuclear weapons to blow up Israel and probably the Vatican and probably Paris and where else? Who knows? Well, listen to this. He writes, "If Israel will have to act alone to mitigate the Iranian threat, its preemptive defensive actions will clearly escalate into a full-scale war with Iran and its surrogates in the Middle East. The threat of a nuclear confrontation will become very real." Now, here is the catch. If Israel is bombarded with thousands of Iranian-sponsored missiles that will cause major civilian casualties and threaten its very existence, it will not hesitate to use its nuclear arsenal to fight back. This arsenal was built specifically to deter such threats. Nuclear confrontation in the oil-rich Middle East can easily trigger World War III. In other words, what he's saying, folks, is Iran is building a bomb. Israel is determined that Iran will not use the bomb. Therefore, Israel must take preemptive action. And when Israel takes preemptive action, then Iran will respond. And then, in Iran's defense of itself, in responding, Israel will then turn around and perhaps, be required to use its nuclear weapons, and this will start, or could start, World War III. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple, folks. You know what I mean? This is what we're talking about here, and we have this madman in the White House who's been prancing around over in Israel, kissing up to a bunch of gangsters, accompanied by a bunch of American gangsters like Henry Kissinger. God almighty, we're on our way to war, folks, and you know, people don't get it. Because the Bible tells us Israel is just splendid. My God, God almighty. All right, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit more when we come back, then we'll go to the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, folks, welcome back. Heart and Body Extract. That is one of our sponsors here at RBN. Well, if you're not in good health, Heart and Body Extract provides you an all-natural treatment that supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels. It delivers nutrients to your cells. Check out Heart and Body Extract at their website at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Their number is 866-295-5305. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, one more item before we go to the phones. You'll see the significance of this in a moment. Going back to January 23rd, 1984, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, a very good magazine. I like the magazine, although they refused to take an ad for my book, Final Judgment, because they're afraid of the Anti-Defamation League, and that is exactly what they told me. Amazingly. In any case, their website is WRMEA.com, so you can check this out for yourself. On January 23rd, 1984, they had a report entitled Lobby Activities. They had listings of lobbies for Israel and then as what they called for Arabs. And they described a lawsuit that was filed by an interesting array of plaintiffs, 4 West Bank mayors, Karim Khalaf and Bassam Shakar, Palestinians who were dismissed by the Israeli government. Get a load of that. The Israelis can come in and dismiss the elected mayors of Palestinian towns. John Davis, he was a former Commissioner General of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, a long supporter of the Palestinian people. I don't know if he's still alive, but he was highly respected. Several landowners from the West Bank were among the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, and also Charlie Bitton, a member of the Israeli Knesset, probably one of these Israeli peacenik types who, thank God, who have been favorably inclined towards the Palestinians. Well, these people filed suit against the following organizations: Americans for a Safe Israel, the Jewish Agency American Section, the Jewish National Fund, the United Israel Appeal, the United Jewish Appeal, and the World Zionist Organization American Section. Their lawsuit charged that a substantial portion of the activities of these Jewish groups were not religious, charitable, or educational, as required by the IRS for tax-exempt eligibility, and that they contravened the basic and fundamental policies of the U.S. government by promoting the confiscation of Palestinian-owned land in the West Bank. The lawsuit also charges that five of those six groups violated eligibility rules by acting as conduits for the transfer of contributions they've received to agencies within the Israeli government, up to $750 million in tax-exempt funds. So this was a very important lawsuit considered, quote-unquote, for Arabs by the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, which is indeed an anti-Zionist publication and a good publication. Well, guess who one of the lawyers was who orchestrated that suit with the support of the Palestinians against these powerful groups, including the World Zionist Organization? One of those lawyers was my longtime friend and associate from Liberty Lobby, Mark Lane. This is the same Mark Lane who Christopher Blinn, and not to be confused with Chris Blinn, who was on an earlier program on this network, no, Christopher Blinn. This is the same Mark Lane that Christopher Blinn and his partner, longtime partner, Eric Huffschmidt, insist is a Zionist Jewish attorney. Now, folks, this is the same Mark Lane that Christopher Blinn wanted to serve as his attorney. And yet, Christopher Blinn continues to insist on his website that Mark Lane is a Zionist Jewish attorney, despite this obvious evidence to the contrary, despite a long public record of being known as an anti-Zionist Jew, described even as such by the Anti-Defamation League and by AIPAC in one of its books entitled The Campaign to Discredit Israel, yet Christopher Blinn continues to say that Mark Lane is a Zionist Jewish attorney. He also makes a false allegation that Mark Lane controls American Free Press, which of course is not true. American Free Press has demanded that Christopher Blinn provide proof of both of these false charges. Blinn refuses to answer. He doesn't have the guts to provide it back in writing to us. He's hiding off in Europe where he can't be sued. But he continues to make these false and defamatory accusations. You judge for yourself. Do you think that Mark Lane is a Zionist Jewish attorney? Do you think that these distinguished people like John Davis would allow a secret Zionist to represent them? No, of course not, ladies and gentlemen. The point is this. If Christopher Blinn continues to insist on telling lies, what can be believed? Anything that he writes. What a liar this guy is. And that wife of his, that's another piece of work altogether. Okay, let's go to the phones. We're going to go first to Carl in Canada. I think this might have been the Carl who called in last night. Carl?
How's it going? couple things I want to...
Yeah, Carl, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I think this is the Carl who had some trouble here in the States, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, do me a favor, Carl.
I have a website, but I don't have access to Internet.
What's that now?
Somebody set up a site for me.
Yeah.
I don't have access to it, but I don't have access to email, but I can have people send an email for me.
Okay, well, I wanted you to give that website address out. I had tried to take it down, and I must have misspelled your name, and I wasn't able to get it.
Okay.
So could you give us that address again?
Okay, well, the new site is www.freecarl.com, FreeCarl.com, if you go there.
Okay.
There's also an old site. It was on freewebs.com. And that's the person set it up as U.S. Political Prisoner. Also, uspoliticalprisoner.com will send you to the old site because it's forwarded to
okay,
site.
So that's U.S. Political Prisoner.
All one word, no periods between the U and S. It's like,
okay. All right, good. I'm glad I got that because I had obviously misspelled something and I wasn't getting it. So, okay, well, Carl, you called me, so go ahead. You had something to say.
Well, I had a visit from the American Council. I guess my phone calls are being monitored because of some of the stuff I said, and it was kind of a little bit intimidating because I basically agree with you, you know, about this Zionist, you know, and I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in the Bible. But there's scriptures, you know, in the Bible. It says that one is not a Jew on the outside but on the inside, and there's other things that I've mentioned. And because I say these things, they try to call me anti-Semitic. But, you know, there's a somebody sent me some material here. It's called Forcing God's Hand. I'm reading this quote.
That's a book by Grace Halsell.
Yeah.
Yes.
And basically that these so-called Christian fundamentalists have allied themselves with the state of Israel only to provoke a war and speed up the final apocalypse. These fundamentalist Christians want the Holy Temple in Jerusalem rebuilt with them. The mosques now stand, you know, knowing full well that it could bring on a cataclysmic world war. You know, basically, their premillennial dispensationalist end time, their eschatology, is basically, you know, everything about it, you know, what they prophesy, according to this theology, is that this future Jewish temple must be rebuilt on the Temple Mount. And that, according to them, that event is central to the Lord's returning to restore a kingdom of Israel centered on Jerusalem. You know, even though, you know, there's a couple things. Jewish organizations is quoted here, among them the Temple Institute and the Temple Mount Faithful have already, you know, basically they want this Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque destroyed.
That book which you're referring to, Forcing God's Hand, and the author's Grace Halsell, that's spelled H-A-L-S-E-L-L. That book you probably can get a copy of that by going to Amazon.com. That's a very, very powerful little book. It's not a big book at all, but I remember reading it, and it's full of a lot of very valuable information. Grace Halsell, I met her one time very briefly. She used to work very closely with my good friend Dale Crowley, who's a Christian broadcaster here in the Washington area. And, you know, she was an old-fashioned American liberal who went over to the Middle East, she came back with her eyes wide open. She discovered the reality of the situation over there, and it came as a real shock to her because she had always been raised as a traditional American fundamentalist. And when she got to Israel and got to Palestine and saw what was really happening there, it was a big turnaround for her. So I'm glad you mentioned that book, Carl.
There were some other issues as well. See, I totally disagree with Protestant, basically, theology. You know, like in the, like when you talk about Pastor Hagee, I mean, remember, look back in the Bible where the Pharisees called Jesus every bad name in the book, and they said
Absolutely.
That he expelled demons by the means of Beelzebub. Same thing today. These religious leaders call everybody else who criticizes them or criticizes Israel basically as apostates. And talking about the Whore of Babylon, you know, I think Pastor Hagee is definitely, you know, basically part of the Whore of Babylon.
Hell, he's head of the whorehouse. Yeah.
And he criticized other people. I know for many centuries the Whore of Babylon has been interpreted as the Catholic Church, but, you know, these preachers, you know, they don't apply it to themselves. You know, if that's the case, you know, it talks about the mother of all harlots. Well, this harlot, this whore, has daughters running around, and it's these, like, fundamentalist Christian churches You know, basically, you know, they follow a lot of the same theology that the Catholic Church follows, and a lot of people, you know, may not agree, you know, with me. But I think, you know, they're the apostates, you know. And I have a friend of mine, Betty, who loves Hagee. You know, I try to tell her anything. She just says, you know, I don't want to hear that, you know, just gets mad at me. And, you know, if I even bring up, you know, criticism of Israel.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a no-no for some of these people who are just so wedded to this false theology that was concocted. I think I could be off in the time frame, but I mean this whole eschatology, this whole philosophy was cooked up, I think, in the late 1700s or early 1800s, and has absolutely no connection to the Bible. But it was popularized, of course, by this character Cyrus Schofield at the turn of the century, under the sponsorship of the Oxford University Press, which is an outlet of the Zionist Rothschild family. I mean, these are historical facts, you know, that totally refute the idea that this is somehow biblical. It has nothing to do with the Bible.
Yeah.
And so many people have so much to learn.
Yeah, the Bible is about, you know, basically talks about justice and mercy, you know, in a sense of community between all people of all nations. You know, that's what makes empire.
And the Talmud, which is the foundation of modern-day Jewish thinking, has absolutely nothing to do with the Bible and vice versa. I continue to be amazed at the blindness of so many people, but, you know, it's as I always say, you know, it's a tough job for all of us to try to get the truth out there. And you know, right now it all comes together because, as I pointed out here earlier, we're on the verge of a war that could be a global war that could really just obliterate, using Hillary Clinton's terms, it could obliterate society as we know it. And these people like John Hagee and company are just merrily leading us right down the road to Armageddon, and they're praying for it. That's the scary part about it.
That's the plan. I believe that's part of the plan, you know, and also what Bush said about getting rid of false religion is also part of the plan. You know, he made comments about that. I believe that's exactly, you know, what they want, you know.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is our leader.
Yeah, because these fundamentalists aren't afraid of what will happen, you know, because they believe that they're going to be raptured, like Jerry Falwell. I'm not worried. You know why? I ain't going to be here. I'm going to be raptured. You know,
the rest of us are going to be incinerated, I guess.
They see themselves as looking down from heaven while all their spiritual enemies are literally tortured, unable to die, only to suffer what they so richly deserved.
But, you know, what's really funny about that, Carl, Jerry Falwell has suddenly discovered, now that he's gone on to certainly not a greater reward, he's sitting down there in hell right now roasting and regretting that he misled so many people. What a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, listen, I have to move on. I got a lot of other callers here, but I'm glad we were able to get you up here tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thanks for your call. Okay, let's go to Dan in Minnesota. Dan, come on up.
How are you doing this evening?
How you doing tonight, Dan?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. I haven't talked to you for a while, so
yeah, I'm glad you called in.
Just a couple, three comments and one question. I actually, from where I live, I had called on that kosher plant there in Postville, Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I've called on numerous packing plants, and I'm not in that profession where I'm going into them anymore, but that was probably the filthiest one out there, and I'm not just picking on it because it was Jewish owned.
So that's very interesting because, you know, that's one of the great myths that kosher food is so much cleaner than other food. There's a lot of people, I've heard people say that, oh, I buy kosher food because it's so clean, and I'm not talking about Jewish people, non-Jewish people.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Before I went there, when I took that job, my boss said it was filthy, and I mean, you couldn't make hardly a penny trying to do business there. But it was pretty much illegal. Even that was a few years back, and I knew nothing of any sort of drug deals going there, so I couldn't comment on that.
Obviously,
but,
yeah,
but it was definitely a filthy place. The only other thing is two other things. I my brother's a pilot, and you just might find this interesting. He was out on the East Coast in some sort of internet thing for the pilots.
Okay.
And he was just in there. He doesn't even know who the other pilots were, but he was just in there checking his emails, and the other two pilots that were in that room were openly discussing how Zionist Jews were controlling everything in the country. And Gail just found that real interesting because that's just something you don't really hear, you know. So,
you know, that's very interesting. I'll tell you a very sad story. My favorite uncle was an airline pilot, one of the earliest professional airline pilots in the country, very highly intelligent man. He married a fanatically Christian fundamentalist woman who turned my uncle against me because she didn't like my views about Israel. Hey, Dan, hang on for the break there, sure. Ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, folks. We are going to the break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we have Dan from Minnesota aboard. Dan, you were about to make another comment there.
Yeah, just for fun, I've only once heard the term Zionism used on TV, and I've never heard Jewish supremacism, so I Googled them. And, you know, I think there's like 3.5 million different hits that you could have searched through for Zionism.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
as far as Jewish supremacism, I think I heard 26,000. It
okay.
just shows you how controlled mainstream media is compared to the internet.
That's a very interesting point, because we use that term Zionism, and I mean we, all of us here on this program, and so many people writing on the internet use the term Zionism very, very freely. But the average person, despite the fact they always hear how wonderful Israel is and everything, the term Zionism to them is has less meaning than the word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know what I mean? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I occurred to me as you brought that point up here that you could probably get more people to give at least a reasonable definition of that word from Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're familiar with the word, or they can kind of make a connection to it, than they can this concept of Zionism. And yet Zionism is this force in the world today that is a very threat to the existence of every person on the face of the planet.
That's very scary. Sorry about that. That's very true. And I just have one last question.
Go ahead, yeah.
And I know the Ashkenazi Jews are really the ones running everything.
Pretty much.
Zionism.
They're not even real
Jews. But what exactly is a definition of a Semite? Because they're not. That's all I...
Well, now that's a very long, complicated answer that requires. But actually, as I understand it, the term Semite actually is a linguistic term referring to a group of languages that has nothing to do with race or religion. And, of course, Arabic is a Semitic language. So that means that Arabs are Semites, whereas the people whom we know today who call themselves Jews really hardly have a claim to it.
So again,
the terminology has been stolen, just like the land in Palestine. The Jews are claiming to be Semites just as they're claiming to be the rightful owners of the land in Palestine, and in neither case is their claim historically or morally accurate. God almighty. What a twisted world we live in. Everything is upside down. All right. Well, Dan, I appreciate your call. We are wrapping up the hour here, folks. We only have a short amount of time to go, less than a minute. So I want to apologize to a couple callers who were waiting to come up. But you know what? We are going to be here tomorrow night, God willing, and you are welcome to chime in as you wish. So we'll try to get in some callers tomorrow night, particularly those of you who didn't make it up tonight, if you want to call back in. All right, well, we're closing out the hour, as I say, and I always appreciate the fact that you do tune in for whatever reason. If you've sent me any letters or emails, which I have gotten a few from a couple of our listeners over the past couple of days, I'm gradually getting my email cleaned out. A lot of junk mail in there, folks, not to include yours. So once I get rid of that junk mail, I'll be able to get back to you. Anyway, thanks for listening in. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Have a good evening, folks.